Hello, I'm Carlotta Rubello, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. For this week's edition of Tall Stories, Monocle's business editor, Matt Talagaya, tells us why his latest trip to Zurich has been different from any other that came before.
Okay, I have to come clean. Until last week, I didn't really get Zurich. The city has always appeared in Monocle's annual Quality of Life survey, our index of the top 25 most livable cities in the world. In fact, I can reveal that it's also made it into 2017's ranking, out later this week in the July-August issue. Still, even with that ringing endorsement in mind, I never really understood myself what all the fuss was about. I've been to Switzerland's largest city several times and have always had a pleasant enough time. It's clean, safe, salubrious. But it has always felt a touch joyless as well. Too clean to have much grit, too safe to have much of an edge. I've always found it to be a bit aloof too, particularly when compared to a warm and welcoming city like Lisbon, for instance. But last week I was forced to admit the error of my judgment. The crucial factor that I'd always missed? Simple. It was summer. Every other time I've been to Zurich, it's been the wrong side of September or the bleaker side of May. There's been a chill in the air, clouds in the sky, and no reason to linger outdoors. Last week, though, we were treated to a glorious June day. The sun was out and the mercury hit 28 degrees. Along with a few colleagues, I wandered down from our office on Nordstrasse to the Flussbad, the river swimming pool, Obere Letten. What a difference a few months make. Here was the shimmering, crystal-clear water of the Limmat River. Here were healthily tanned bodies drying off in the sun, and yet more bobbing downstream on the gentle current, some with their belongings in a dry bag, using the stream as a cheap and cheerful form of urban transport. Here were students working on laptops and office workers on extended lunch breaks. Here were beers and bratwurst on the decking, and laughter and cigarette smoke carried off on the breeze. Of course, this is why you'd want to live here. This being Switzerland, the whole setup was wonderfully efficient and civilized. Swimmers can rent clean towels and get dressed in pristine changing rooms. There's a small lending library for those who have come down and forgotten their favorite paperback. And ashtrays, fashioned out of aluminium tins, can be borrowed from a shelf, provided they're eventually returned. Yet the Flussbad also reveals an aspect of a uniquely Swiss view on life. That is, a mild disdain for nanny state-style interventions. In other cities, you know who you are, such an experience would have been hindered by rules and regulations, by whistles and warning signs. Here, however, in typically Swiss libertarian style, the authorities trust you largely to look after yourself and your fellow citizens too.
Blue skies all the way. We laugh, we joke, we sing. What a beautiful day. Not a cloud in our sight. It's such an adventure, my baby.
Nobody in a high-vis jacket shouted at anyone to stop running. There were no signs pointing to a grim smoking area, and the barman didn't prevent you from taking your glass off the premises. Again, I had to admit I was impressed. Yes, perhaps Zurich is a bit too clean and safe, and no, perhaps there isn't quite enough grit and edge here. But really, what more can you ask for from your city than a swim in the bracing water of the Limmat, a bit of decking for soaking up the sun, and to be left alone to enjoy it in peace.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Matt Talagaya for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Carlotta Rubello. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.